This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Planes, trains, and all the must-sees. Joy Drive Travel.
Chris Sire, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The silliness has already started in here and I've only been back for like 2 seconds.
I know, it seems to be when you walk into the room, it all just begins. But Chris, we're going to talk today about something I'm really excited about because I have put together a list of all my exes for revenge travel. Am I right? Am I on the money?
Can we make guesses about what revenge travel is?
You've put a list of all your exes together.
Isn't that what it's about? I'm going to go visit them.
And you've stuck it on your fridge and going, I'm going to meet Colin in Japan. Is that how it's going?
That's right. That's exactly right.
So you're going on a tour of your exes.
Well, today we're talking about revenge travel. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Oh, you've got a little screwy. But I kind of like it. I kind of like it. It's kind of like, ding dong, I'm here.
You thought I was gone.
I'm back. No, revenge travel is, look, you know, we have to remember since, it's been since 2019 that Australia was closed for the pandemic. So we've got a full year in 2023 that we're actually able to travel unrestricted.
Oh.
So the media kind of have come up with a term called revenge travel, which is done in a much more lighthearted way, which is we're basically getting back the trips that we lost during the kind of lockdown years. So this is maybe those trips that were cancelled. It was maybe the, visiting friends and family overseas, or maybe it's a big splurge trip because we haven't been overseas for 3 or 4 years. Maybe it's visiting, you know, an ex in Colorado. Maybe. but yeah, it's that kind of like, oh, I'm getting back those lost years of travel and actually getting out there again.
So it's revenge on COVID.
Revenge on Rona.
So does it feel like people are really getting on board with this concept and people are booking more than they probably would have pre-pandemic?
It's a good question because we saw revenge travel start to emerge in the Northern Hemisphere because they were open a lot earlier than we were down here in the Southern Hemisphere. So we saw it actually really take off last year with them and it became quite a big thing. So they were going to Portugal, Italy, Greece, you know, they were really trying to get particularly the Mediterranean countries really seemed to be the place that Americans wanted to go to with their revenge travel. Similarly, we saw a lot of Brits decide they wanted amazing island holidays. So they were going to the Faroe Islands or the Azores, or they were going to some places that were really quite interesting. So, and now it's our turn to have a go at a little bit of revenge travel.
I feel like it's a little bit therapeutic though, isn't it? Because, you know, we've built up all this frustration of being locked down, not being able to do anything. And, you know, we do this revenge travel and at the end of it, I feel like we'll be a little bit freer.
Well, we were chatting off air, Warren, and you were basically saying, I just want to go on holidays.
I know.
And I think there's such a built-up frustration of people really wanting to get overseas, engage in kind of travel again. And, you know, us at Lonely Planet, we really believe that travel is about connecting with communities, connecting with other cultures and learning a lot of stuff. You really test yourself when you're on the road as well in terms of what your limits are, or particularly if you're traveling as a couple, what your limits are with the couple. Mm-hmm. Maybe another one for the fridge.
Oh,
no. but it is one of those things where I think that we didn't know what we had until it was taken away from us. And so we're really wanting to kind of get back to that. And now that we're also seeing flights start to come down in prices and a lot more availability to countries as more countries open, like we've talked a lot about Japan opening for independent travel again, we're really starting to see those trips be very high on our booking agendas.
We would like to know what your travel plans are for 2023. If you want to text them in on 0427 569 949. We'll see what Chris thinks about them.
Oh, sure. Can I judge?
Yeah, 100%. We got you in here to give them a score out of 5.
I love it.
Good plan, bad plan. You tell us. We are chatting to Chris Sayer from Lonely Planet about travel plans in 2023 and revenge travel.
Revenge travel.
Which, contrary to Warren's belief, is not going and knocking on your ex's doors.
Love the ding dong. That's classic.
I do love the concept of someone opening the door with just a little, like Warren standing there with his backpack or his suitcase. I'm here.
The baggage is both literal and mental.
Yeah, exactly. Love
well,
it.
What are your travel plans for 2023, or what are you expecting us to potentially want to do in 2023?
So for me, there's two trips that got cancelled through the lockdown years, as I'm calling them. And one was we had a big trip planned to the Orkneys and Shetland Islands off the coast of Scotland. I've done one side of Scotland, but had never quite got to those islands, and it was going to be a big staying in a great Airbnb, driving around, doing all the Neolithic sites, which I get really excited about, stone circles, all that sort of stuff. But it's also that weird mix of, it's not quite British, but it's not quite Scandinavian, and I really wanted to kind of get down and dirty with the kind of locals, so to speak. I also think it was a really nice one for me in terms of slow travel, because I wanted to take a train to get there, then a ferry across the islands, and then a car. Like, it was all that kind of stuff, which I was really looking forward to. And you know me, I like the great outdoors, so a lot of hiking and walking and doing all that sort of
Can
stuff.
Can we just talk about the slow travel component on it? So is it just getting on a train and just sitting there doing nothing? Are there other forms of slow travel?
Yeah, look, again, boats, ferries are really good option. Again, this is probably, slow travel is more to do with avoiding planes.
Okay.
So again, it's that thing about trying to be more sustainable or responsible in the way that we're traveling. So instead of taking a flight across to the Shetlands or Orkneys, I'm actually, you know, boarding my car on a boat, or actually hiring a car when I get across to the islands and all that sort of stuff.
I love the thought of that. I think it's really good. And sustainability is it. I was listening to a conversation earlier today about potentially aircraft becoming electric as well, and maybe for shorter flights, not necessarily from, you know, Melbourne to London or anything like that, but for shorter flights because of the demand for sustainability.
I was reading once that Scotland has the shortest flight in the world, which is 1 minute.
1 minute?
And I'm like, what's the point? What is the point of a 1 minute flight?
How often How long before?
You have to check in 2 hours before because it's international. And I'm only joking. Emma's face is like, her jaw has dropped. Yeah, I know.
But how is that actually physically possible? Because doesn't takeoff take more than a minute?
I think it's a minute at cruising altitude before you actually come down.
Honestly, I was like, how?
But again, I think it's one of those things which it's not very sustainable. Mm. That is not a flight I would adopt. You know, I would choose to go on. So again, it's making these responsible choices in the way that we're actually traveling, the way that we're doing things.
Are you ready to judge?
Oh, of course.
We have been asking you what your travel plans for 2023 are. You can text us on 0427 569 949. We've had a message from a number ending in 400. Japan for skiing.
Yes.
Rugby World Cup in France.
Oh, I like both of those.
Five out of five?
I score Japan a 5 out of 5 for skiing, absolutely. Rugby World Cup event, tourism, I'm good with maybe a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I can't go 5 out of 5 for everything, can
no,
I?
No, that would be too much. What about you, Warren? What are your 2023
travel
plans?
Well, I'm off to Japan in 2 weeks.
That's a 5 out of 5.
So 5 out of 5.
So 5 out of 5 for that, which I can't wait for. And I'm going to one of the busier resorts, purely because I know a couple of people who will be there skiing. It'd be good to have some people to ski with. And I wouldn't normally go there. But as I was saying before, I don't care. I don't care where I go. This will be the first trip outside the country since COVID, and I just can't wait to get on a plane and go somewhere. You could take me anywhere, I'd be happy.
And that is totally the sentiment of revenge travel. People are just basically wanting to get back out there again. Mm. And I think the other interesting thing is we talk to a lot of people, and their ultimate bucket list or their ultimate travel list has very much changed, because they're like, well, I don't want to travel to be taken away from me again. So if I want to go and see the Northern Lights, I'm actually going to go and do that in the next, 12 to 18 months. If I want to ski in Japan, I am going to do that in the next 12 to 18 months. Because I think, again, it's like people are kind of like, oh, I don't want that opportunity to be taken away from me. And, you know, you think about an older generation as well, that, you know, all of a sudden mobility issues and all those kind of bits and pieces, you know, they've lost potentially 3-4 years of travel.
And I think you're right, because one of the other things that I'm thinking of is I'm already planning another holiday later on in the year. Now, I wouldn't do that. I'd be more sporadic. Oh, you know what, in a month I want to go over here or something like that. I've got some time off. But now I'm thinking, no, I'm going to make sure I organise holidays, which is a complete change of behaviour from pre-pandemic.
Absolutely. Anyway.
It's definitely heightened the YOLO factor in life.
Mm.
You only live once is really like, actually, like you that. Do. And when you're stuck inside, we want to get out.
And I think for Melburnians in particular, we were locked down for so long. Mm. So it's much more acute in us wanting to re-find that joy and that part of ourselves when we travel again.
So text in your travel plans for 2023, 0427 569 949 M. What are yours?
I don't have any plans.
None?
No, I don't have anything locked in. I have some work commitments. So I'm going to go to Perth. Yeah, I'm going to Perth next week. And I have a wedding in Port Douglas in May.
Nice. I do love a bit of Port Douglas. Port Douglas is fun.
Yeah, it should be really fun. I don't want to say too much, but it's going to be in a Spiegel tent. So that's really fun as well. Just extra fun. But internationally, haven't planned it. Don't have anything booked. But I really want to go next destination, Jamaica.
Oh. I love it.
Yes.
Snaps for Jamaica. That's great.
Jamaica is somewhere that I've always wanted to go, and I just want to like sit on a beach and drink rum.
Joy Drive. We ask the questions so you don't have to. Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.